You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Will Gluck. In Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, Gluck takes us beyond Mr. McGregor's farm and into the big city. As Bee's stories about Peter become increasingly popular, the beloved rabbit must wrestle with whether or not he's the bad seed that people say he is, or the hero he wants to be. In this one-on-one, we chat with Gluck about the challenges of adapting an iconic franchise, working with CGI, and whether or not he has plans for future entries. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Will. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I will tell you something. That microphone you have right there
looks like this microphone. And I will tell you that so much of Peter Rabbit was recorded on this very microphone.
Really?
Yes. I mean, literally more than half the movie.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan of them. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm just saying I'm a big fan.
Let's get sponsored by them. What are they called? Blue. That's terrific. Let's do it. Get some money out of this.
That's right. I'll let them know when the interview goes up. So
yeah, let them know for their Insta page.
Now, honestly, the film is just a blast. It's such a delight. I was wondering what was it that drew you back to the franchise?
What was that drew the back? I had an idea for the second one. I didn't want to walk away from something, but I also wanted to bring my family down to Australia. So that was a big thing. Yeah. So we all moved down there for half a year, more than half a year, and gave them a new experience. And that was a big part of it, to be honest.
Wow. Really? Oh, you guys. So where did you shoot?
In Sydney and London.
Okay.
So we all moved down to Sydney, and then we went to London, and then we came back to Sydney to do the thing, and they went to school down there, and they all fell in love with the country. And I love the crew the first time. I love all the, I had such a great time the first time that, you know, as you go through life, you realize when you meet people that you like and work well with, why not try to replicate it with them, you know? And that's something as you get older, I think when I was younger, I probably would have not done it. But as you get older, I said, wow, these people are amazing. Let's keep going.
Well, I mean, this is this franchise, from what I'm aware, is like your first delving into more CGI stuff. Is there anything in particular you learned from your experience in the first film that made it easier in the second?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know anything in the first film. I was completely blind, and they always, you know, they always say being a director is having the illusion of control, but by being a director of a live action CGI movie is not even an illusion. You have to just kind of give yourself up and trust everybody. And it was such a fun process to learn. So the second time, since I knew more about it, we could play even more. And I know it's something that people don't notice, but for a CGI live action movie, this is so complicated, because they always say that the simplest things are so complicated to pull off. But we never wanted to do a stationary shot. We never wanted to make it easy for ourselves. We never locked off. The camera's always moving. It's just like it's a regular live action movie, which makes it really hard, but everyone was up for the challenge. And it was very, very challenging, but fun ultimately.
Yeah, it seemed like it. It seemed like it would just be a blast to work on. I was wondering, like, this is such an iconic franchise. Like, it really, truly is. And I was wondering what you believe the soul of Peter Rabbit is that you wanted to maintain as you were making the films.
Well, Peter is... And the first movie in my head, Peter was 11 or 12, you know, years old, and young, figuring life out, thinks he knows better, as we all do, often wrong, never in doubt. And then when he gets older, in this movie, he's about 14, 15 years old. You go through different things. And we wanted to kind of honor the time in your life when you are right at that crossroads, deciding who you are going to be in life. Whether you're going to be who people tell you to be, or whether you're going to be who you really are. And that really is kind of a identity search for the soul of Peter. Like, this is the moment in life so many people figure out who they are, right? It's in high school, 15, 16. That's when they kind of take that path, and it kind of imprints them forever. Some people change. My theory is no one does, but some people change. So this was kind of like the fight for Peter's soul in this movie. And you actually saw him, unlike other kids in life, you actually saw him dealing with it and talking about it. And, you know, ultimately he makes the right choice, I think. So this movie was kind of imprinting his soul.
Yeah, I like that, because it really is an interesting, and not just for him, but for Bee's character as well. This
She's going on her, it's two parallel stories. One's a kid kind of figuring out who we are as identity, and the other person is deciding whether you're going to sell out or not, right? So, and it's like why you do what she does. She's an artist. Your whole life as an artist, you want to just do art, but then you realize, well, there's commerce involved. And it's really easy to go down that path, as we all have, which is why we're sitting here right now interviewing each other on microphones. But you can hopefully maintain both sides, and that's what Rose Byrne's character is going through.
Yeah, well, I loved her storyline too, and of course there's several winks at the camera, sometimes literally.
That's true, guilty.
This is a traditionally British story, very British story, and I love the line that says, you know, it's usually adapted by some cheeky American. Is it challenging to adapt a franchise that's so iconic and somewhat culture specific in some ways?
It's challenging for many, many reasons. I want to honor Beatrix Potter. I know all the reasons you can think of. I feel incredible responsibility to the British people and the people in the Commonwealth who grew up Peter Rabbit. I did too. But you also have to, make a movie that people want to see. So it's a dance. It's a constant dance. Now, if I were to actually think all the time about how much pressure it is, I would be paralyzed. So at some point, you just have to say, we're doing it this way, and this is the way it is. It's tough. And Beatrix Potter, she's so beloved, as she should have. She's so beloved. And everyone has their own memory of Beatrix Potter, and really what their memory is, more and more we've realized after this last 5 years, it's when they were read the book or when they read the book to their kids, like me. It's not necessarily the actual, I've had so many people say, how could you kill Peter Rabbit's father? I'm like, I didn't kill Peter Rabbit's father. Beatrix Potter put him in a pie. Right. So,
right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And we didn't do it. I mean, we took every inch of the source material we could and used it. So it's more their fond memories of the grandmother, of their dishes, of their samplers. So that's a tough memory to mess around with. It's dangerous.
So how did you know that you found the right mix?
I don't know if we did. A lot of people think we didn't. A lot of people in the UK think we did. A lot of people, the majority think we did. But there's a lot of people who, you know, think we, listen, there's a line in the movie when Rose Byrne says, I'd be spinning in my grave if my pictures ever get turned into some puerile hip fest. And that all those lines in that scene were taken directly verbatim from critics.
Really? So, oh, wow. So what, thinking about you here, Will, I'm thinking about you, what is it that you're looking for in a story that you want to tell?
That's a good question. I mean, I've done a lot of different types of movies, a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing bummers of movies. I like seeing movies that have really bummer stuff in them, but ultimately are very optimistic and positive. That's what I choose to watch. I understand the value of the other movies. I want to be in a happy set, a fun set. I want to be in a funny set. Whenever I have to do dramatic scenes and some other movie I made, like just a straight sex scene, or even an action scene, I'm bored out of my mind because it seems like math to me. So I like kind of fun, upbeat, funny movies about the movies about the human condition.
That's interesting. Yeah. Cause, you know, when we look at, I mean, so far, and I truly do love your work. I think Easy A is a modern classic in a lot of ways. And, you know, when you look at your career, you sort of began with more edgier comedies. The last few years, you've been focusing more on family films. I was wondering what sort of inspired that transition. Was it just time of life? Were there themes that you wanted to explore?
Family. All my work, all the stuff I do for a living is informed by my life. It's 100%. So it's what I'm going through and what I enjoy and who I'm with. So yeah, Friends with Benefits, sex comedy, because that was before you, just when you got married, before that high school and my shows. And guess what? I had kids. So now I want to do stuff for kids. Like it's not calculated, and it's not that hard to figure out. My next movie is an adult action comedy, because my kids are now like, all right, we got that part, Dad. You give us something for us. And you know, so my family's always so close to me that that's what I'm inspired by.
Well, as we just start to wrap up here, Will, which thank you so much for your time. I was wondering, the obvious question is this, are you hoping to, here's your audience, Will, right here.
Yeah. Not only that, he's working with you, which is fantastic.
That's right. This is the guy that made Peter Rabbit 2. Will there be a Peter Rabbit 3? Are you thinking about going back to the world?
Yeah, we have a great idea for it. Ask him, does he want to see a Peter Rabbit 3?
You want to see a Peter Rabbit 3? He said, yeah. There you go.
So yeah, we have a great idea, which I think he's going to like, and I think you're going to like too. Hopefully we can make a third one.
Honestly, the first two have been great, and I mean, they've been so much fun. And so thanks so much for chatting with me, Will. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.